is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Bauer Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. We'll have an update ahead on the 2020 World Junior Hockey Championships. Several players from the WHL lifting Canada into the medal round. WHL trade deadline is less than a week away. We'll look at a couple moves already signed, sealed, and delivered. Well, the 2020 Kubota CHL and NHL Top Prospects game set for later this month in Hamilton. 13 players from the WHL will attend. We'll hear from Victoria Royals goaltender Brock Gould. And the WHL On the Run Player of the Week, Kamloops Blazer Oren Sintazo. He'll stop by. We'll find out the key to his breakout season. First up, Team Canada and six players to the WHL and one coach now into the medal round of the 2020 World Junior Hockey Championships in the Czech Republic. After that 6-0 setback against Russia in the group stage, the Canadians found their game with wins over Germany and the host Czech team to finish first in Group B. Canada beat the Czechs 7-2 in Ostrava. Lethbridge Hurricanes forward Dylan Cousins finishing that game with a goal and three assists.
Yeah, obviously our power play was really good. Right away getting a 4-0 on that power play was huge for us. You know, it was huge for our team. You know, we've seen how important discipline is in this tournament, and we know that we're going to have to work for our power plays, and you know, it was really good.
Kelowna Rockets forward Nolan Foote remaining a threat on the mat advantage of the tournament.
Four power play goals in the first is definitely huge, and huge momentum building for the whole team, and it feels really good, and you know we got a lot of skill on both units, so it's awesome.
Canada then moved on to defeat Slovakia in the quarterfinal Thursday morning, rolling to a 6-1 victory. It was Oliver Ocular, the Lethbridge Hurricanes, the lone goal for Slovakia. His teammate Cousins with the Hurricanes says Canada has a lot of momentum now.
For the first game, we were obviously super excited, you know, super anxious to get it going. It's been a long process, but now we're just more relaxed, you know, more even keel. We know that's going to be a tough road, and but really excited and really confident in our group.
The native of Whitehorse in the Yukon admits he's been feeling the love from his home territory.
You know, everyone's watching there. Everyone's sending their good wishes, so it's great to see that. And you know, that's where I grew up. Those are the people that made me who I am, so I owe a lot to them.
Team Canada coach Dale Hunter says the play of Portland Winterhawks goaltender Joel Hofer cannot be overlooked in that quarterfinal win.
One of them games are tough. You know, we take a 5-minute major right off the hop, so we had some penalty killing and some big saves, and you know, and he played well there because they could have went up, and that changes the game a bit. So, but made big saves, we killed it off, and then we scored, and it gave us momentum.
Medal games go this weekend. Meanwhile, Team USA with goaltender Dustin Wolf of the Everett Silvertips bowing out in the quarterfinals. They were upset by Finland in the quarters 1-0.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by Bauer Hockey.
The WHL trade deadline is less than a week away, falling in the afternoon of January 10th at 3 p.m. Mountain Time, and already some of the bigger moves are starting to trickle in. Tri-City Americans busy on two fronts, moving starting 20-year-old goaltender Beck Warren to the Edmonton Oil Kings for two Bantam draft picks and two prospects. The following day, the Americans then move captain Kyle Olsen to the contending Calgary Hitmen for a pair of draft picks. And WHL This Week will have all the movement and trades in next week's show as teams look to load up for a run at the Ed Chynoweth Cup. Spokane Chiefs forward Adam Beckman has been named the WHL's McSweeney's Player of the Month for December.
Russell Alfred, the Beckman, stops the cut, and score! Adam Beckman!
Mike Boyle on the call there for one of Beckman's 15 goals in the month of December. Prospect to the Minnesota Wild, Beckman recorded 15 goals and 5 assists in a +8 rating in just 11 games in the month, leading the Chiefs to a 7-2-1-1 record. Beckman recorded points in 9 of his team's 11 games, finishing the month on a 9-game point streak and a 9-game goal-scoring streak. Throughout the month, Beckman recorded 6 multi-point games, including a 5-point game and a pair of 3-point efforts as well. The Saskatoon native also recorded 4 multi-goal games, including a pair of hat-tricks. Cole Sillinger of the Medicine Hat Tigers has been named the WHL Rookie of the Month for December.
The goaltender Villas down and out on the play. Here's a shot. They score! Sillinger from outside the face-off circle.
Legendary Bob Ridley on the call as Sillinger recorded 17 points in the month, 2 goals, 15 assists, and a +6 rating in just 9 games. The Regina Saskatchewan product recorded points in 7 of his team's 9 games during the month, including 4 multi-point games. Congratulations.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Kalus Blazer, 19-year-old forward Oren Santazo, returned from the Christmas break to put up 7 points in 2 games, part of a stretch of 9 goals in 5 games for the Marwane, Alberta native. He's the WHL On the Run Player of the Week.
I mean, our team's rolling. I mean, we came off that stretch in Saskatchewan and came back with a good mindset, and my line's rolling really good right now.
You scored 6 goals on that swing out in Saskatchewan here. You probably didn't want that break to come, but, you know, obviously you picked it right up with 7 points after the break in those 2 games here. Were you at all concerned that, man, I'm hot right now. I don't want to go home for 10, 11 days here. I want to keep rolling.
I mean, my mindset going into Christmas, I mean, I skated over the break and it worked out, so I tried to not miss a beat coming back in.
Your line gets a lot of attention, obviously. Yourself, Zane Franklin, and Connor Zary there in the middle here, and you've been a go-to line. You've been together all year. How do you guys make it happen out there?
I mean, me and Zane have played together, obviously, and cousins, so we got that family chemistry. But, I mean, Zar, he's a heck of a hockey player, and he knows where we are, and we all know where each other are on the ice, so it's pretty easy.
This goal-scoring streak that you're on, you had 18 last year. You're already at 24 as we speak here right now. Has it always been part of your game, or is this year, you say, I'm just shooting the puck better, things are going in right now. Where's that at in your game?
Last year, I was more of a passer, I think, and I talked to a lot of people, and they've helped me to be, I mean, that two-threat player with a shot and a pass, and I've just been really shooting the puck now.
Oren, it's your second and a half year now in Kamloops with the Blazers after that big trade at 17, a blockbuster trade at the time here. So looking back to when you were traded and where you are now on this team, in this lineup, playing a major role here, and I think everybody expected that would be the case here. Does it feel good to have such a prominent role on this team now?
I mean, yeah, it feels good. I mean, I've always wanted to be a go-to guy with a team, and I love being here, love playing here, great group of guys.
Blazers right now in that room, does this team have something special? Can it make some noise here down the stretch?
For sure. I think so. If, I mean, if we stick with our game plan, play how we can, shouldn't have a problem.
You're adjusting to a new coach, your third coach with this hockey club, and Sean Clouston here. He kind of lets the skilled guys do their thing, I think. He leaves some of you guys alone to say, hey, go out, be creative. But what's it like with Sean Clouston and with Corey Clouston here as well?
I mean, they've been in the league. Well, Sean's been in the league for a lot of years, and Corey's been all around. I mean, they're both great coaches, and they help us with becoming a hockey player and a person. I mean, I love them as coaches and as friends.
Okay, hey, you're doing a great job right now, OC. Keep it going. Thanks for being our guest.
Thank you.
From the drop of the puck to the Edson Out Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
WHL This Week is profiling some of the players headed to the 2020 Kubota CHL NHL Top Prospects game in Hamilton later this month. Voice of the Victoria Royals, Marlon Martin, spoke with goaltender Brock Gould, set to attend the annual showcase.
I'm with Brock Gould, netminder for the Victoria Royals. Well, Brock, you're C-rated by NHL Central Scouting for the upcoming draft, and you're also going to be playing at the Top Prospects game. Congratulations on that, and what does that mean to you?
It means a lot. Obviously, didn't draft. It's been one of my lifelong goals. Playing the prospects game is also one of my goals this year, so it means a lot to accomplish that, and it makes me like more hungry to, you know, continue to work.
How did you get the news?
I was called into Dan's office after we got back from a road trip, and he just told me the news, and yeah, it was really cool.
Did it catch you a bit by surprise, or were you hoping for a call?
A little bit. Like, I was hoping for a call. I didn't have my best month in November, so I kind of thought that might set me back a bit. But, yeah, it was nice to hear, for sure.
What areas of your game do you believe you've improved on here as this season's progressed?
I would say my control, just in the net. Especially last year, I was really scrambly, and I get really extended. There's still a lot of work to do on that, but it's gotten a lot better. And also rebound control, like, it's been a big one for me as well.
Well, you've got two goaltender coaches in Victoria, Lyndon Sammartino and former NHL netminder in Dwayne Rollison.
Yeah.
What do you learn and what do you pick up from these guys?
Yeah, I can't say enough good things about those two. Like how much they've helped my game has been unreal. Lindo, he's helped me so much, like not only on the ice, but also like the way I mentally approach a game. Before I got to Victoria, I'd get like really angry at myself a lot, and like sometimes I'd show on the ice, and he's done a really good job reining that in and keeping me under control. And Rolly, he's been so instrumental in just like me controlling myself in the net physically, in terms of how I move in the net, how I don't get extended, and that sort of thing. So, but they both help on the mental side a ton.
Well, Brock, give us your height and weight and tell us what style of goaltender you are.
I'm 6'4", 200 pounds, and I'd say I'm a butterfly goaltender who's like pretty athletic as well. So.
All right, Gage, this season, we're at the midway point right now. What have you been seeing in front of you?
I'd say we had a tough start. We didn't start how we wanted to, but the team's really gelled together, and you know, we're bonding a lot, and you can see it on the ice. We're winning close games and really coming together as a group and starting to buy into our system, so it's really cool to see, and I'm excited for the second half.
Speaking of excitement, how cool will it be to be in the national spotlight in the top prospects game?
Yeah, it's I had kind of chills just thinking about it. I get really excited, and I can't wait for it, yeah.
Know anybody else on the team that's going?
I do, actually. Seth Jarvis, who I played with in Midget. Great guy. I love him. So I'm excited to see him.
Congratulations again, being named to the Prospects game,
yeah.
And all the best moving forward.
Yeah, thanks, Marlo.
All right, that's Brock Gould, netminder for the Victoria Royals and C-rated for the upcoming NHL draft.
Hey, that's the show. Thanks to Marlon Martins in Victoria for his help. We have a busy week ahead. Well, the latest on how the World Juniors finishes up and all the moves at the WHL trade deadline passing Friday, January 10th. Stay tuned. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Bauer Hockey.